بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، we have begun the discussion on the beautiful name of Allah تبارك وتعالى, الشهيد, the witness. And we mentioned the different meanings of شهيد, that Allah سبحانه وتعالى is a witness upon the actions of every single creation of Allah, which is hidden, which is apparent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is completely aware. A poet describes the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the following manner: وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٌ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدٌ وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٌ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدٌ. In everything there is a sign. In everything there is a sign, which points to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. This is Allahu Samad, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Allahu Samad. To get this Tawheed, oneness of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, everything started from Allah, everything will return to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So in every single thing, once a person has, the eyes of the heart opens up. And how easy, as Hakim Sahib Rahimullah would say also, to open the eyes of the heart. Otherwise entire life will be a fake life. I thought it was real, but it wasn't real. It wasn't reality. We're looking at the big box and they're only acting, they crying, they're making us cry. But we know they're getting an award for this crying of this. And what a love story it was also. But their own marriage right now is in shambles. But they're making us cry. And they got an award for it also. We thought it was real. And later on, even the Masturat will speak about it, they start crying again. How it happened? It's a fake life, not real. Because the eyes of the heart is closed. What is reality is qabr. Al-jannatu haqqun, al-naru haqqun, nabiyyuna haqqun. All these things are haqq and realities. Jannat, jahannam, the anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam, the promises of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. These are realities. But we are living in a dream. So we don't really know what is real right now. How to open the eyes of the heart? In the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma aftah aqfala qulubina bidikrik. Allahumma aftah, Allah open aqfala qulubina, the locks of our hearts, by means of your remembrance and your dhikr. The Hakim Sahib Rahimullah would say, from this hadith you understand that there are locks on the heart. There are different types of locks on the heart. Where do you put a lock? Where there's something of value. Annasu ma'adin. كَمَعَادِنِ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said that the people are like mines, like the mines of gold and silver. Allah has kept treasures in the hearts of insan. You see, a person was far from deen. He went for 1-3 days in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, subhanallah, his life changed. And what a jamaat sati. Take your jamaats upon jamaats, what he had hidden in his heart all these years, now got mined. Now good mind, what akhlaq, what character. He was a charmer. He was a charmer. He had the gift of the gab. He knew how to speak. He knew how to move people. And now the whole clique is moving them in the path of Allah. Allah Ta'ala gave it to him. Now it was mined. Allah Ta'ala put it in somebody's hand. Let now take it out from there. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, he also. When he came to Medina Munawwara, what a marksman he was. What a mujahid in the path of Allah. When Nabi Ali salatu wasalam finally, as he say, that proverb, they will say figuratively, told Nabi Ali salatu wasalam, O Nabi of Allah, I am the arrow and you the bow. Now you fire me where you want to send me. And how he moved in the path of Allah. Never for the sword to break, save Allah. So the hearts of people, Allah Ta'ala has made it, there are things that are kept in there, but there are locks on it. There are locks on it. So these locks have to be opened. Before the eyes close, the locks have to be open. Before the eyes closes, or the entire treasure that he has within him went to the qabr, got wasted. No benefit to himself, no benefit to anybody else. Person came, many a times you see it. Shaykh al-Hadith would say that the effort of da'wat and tabligh, leave alone and leave aside all the proofs from hadith and Quran Sharif, that we should move in the path of Allah. Just leave. Don't even look at hadith and Quran for a moment. And just look at the effects of it worldwide. What do you call? Logo ki tajrubah. Look at the experiences of people. We can say, in love, in this world, we have to do it. Ye kaam bar haq hai, it is haq and it is truth. We have to do this effort. How many people are drug addicts? They were drug cars, they were gangsters. So many kar guzaris we heard. In Peel, some time ago, gangster all his life, Jamaat knocked his door, what do you want? Say, join us one night in the path of Allah. Say, let me take a bath. Just came in his heart, he joined the Jamaat, Shab Guzari he went. All the tattoos and everything. And then he wakes up with the tahajjud that night, goes into sajda, never to come out again. Allah took his ruh away. That was the night of his tawbah. He got mind that night, and the tawheed came, the oneness of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah then took him in that condition. So how many people we say, happened, just happened, it was the right time. They were there at the right time, the right spot. And how their lives changed. So many kar guzaris there were. Like one youngster is mentioned also, mentions kar guzari before, that from Makkah Mukarramah. Father an Arab, mother was from North Africa. But when he was born, he looked more like his mother. Then he lost his father. And he detested and he hated his mother because he looked like her, North African. Whereas I'm Arab, but I look like you. And his friends gave the kar guzari when they came here to our madrasa. They say we would pass his home and would hear him beating up his mother. Pulling her by the hair, dragging her outside sometimes, kicking her out. Can't stand you. All because of you, I get mocked at in school. Because my hair is like yours, my complexion is like yours. Because I'm Arab. How to work on the sati? What he has, look at the disrespect, his entire dunya, his wura finish, and his qabar and akhirat also. So they made dua, took a sadqa for him. Sadqa cools the anger of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So, they took a sadqa, they made dua for him, then they met him, went to the house, made his tashkil, spoke to him, told his brother, we're going to Madina Munawwara for 3 days, join us. 72 hours in the path of Allah. So he got ready and he went with them. I sat in the halqa of ta'alim. Heart began to get soft. Now you're sitting in the right avenue. Those words of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam must affect the heart. Affected the heart of Khalid bin Walid, of Wahshi, of Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu. So in the environment, affected the heart, took him to the roda, made him make dua also. But not sure already, not sure whether he'll make tawbah really or not. And then the brother says he came back to Makkatul Mukarramah and he left him by his front door of the house. So after ordered his sleeping bag, he went there, he locked the door. And his mother opened the door and he fell at her feet. And he kissed her feet. Samihuni, Samihuni. Oh ma, forgive me, forgive me. 1-3 days the heart turned around. Now the level of respect. So many brothers, they went, now, mashallah. Brother will say, I'm going in Jamaat, don't give me bayan, I can make khidmat. I can cook, I can wash pots. But don't give me bayan. Alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala mind it. The eyes of the heart opened up. So there are locks on the hearts. And the locks of the hearts can only be opened by the dhikr of Allah. Now in a day, my dear brothers, I ask you how many hours in a day we're talking about dunya. And how much we're talking about deen and Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. What Salih Jisab says also, our kids go to school, how many hours they go to school? 6 hours of everything of ghayrullah. 6 hours of ghayrullah. They are listening to 6 hours of everything besides the Allah. And the 6 hours they are giving there, not a stitch of it is going to help them to answer the exams in the qabr. But they have to do it. They have to do it. So he says, where's the shafqat and the love of the parents for this child? And how many hours from Maktab Madrasa? 1.5-2 hours. Oh, he got some training, he got some coaching, he got some murals, extracurricular activity, and everything else. So 6 hours to Ghayrullah. And few hours to Allah. Not even few hours also. That is why our Kabir say, have ta'alim in the house. Let them sit in the halqa of ta'alim and hear about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that's the only thing when I help him in the qabr and nothing else. The textbooks, how much he knows of dunya, he mastered the fun. Yes, for whatever reason. Whatever reason is a sign from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But is that going to help you in the qabr? Yes, it was needed for deen to serve the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala made you for His ibadat. I'm doing this as an ibadat also. So for 6 to 8 hours only besides Allah, how the locks going to open up? That is why you find the sati is making tashkil 40 days, 4 months. Why? Come and sit here for that 4 months and 40 days so you give your chance, give your heart a chance to open up at least. Let the locks open up. For that 40 days or 4 months, nothing besides Allah. Cell phone to keep it away. And listen only to the ta'aleem till it comes into the heart. Till it comes into the heart and the heart opens up to the recognition of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So one is by the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala by means of the tongue. Every limb of the body has a specific dhikr to be made. And we know the most affected part of the body is the eyes. From there we are importing all the haram is coming in and affecting the heart. Therefore Hakim Sahib Rahimullah would say that give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala your basarat, Allah will give you basirat. Give Allah your basarat, your eyes. And Allah will give you basirat, the eyes of the heart. Give Allah your eyes and Allah will open the eyes of your heart. Where Allah said, don't look. It'll be difficult. You feel the pain of the heart, but Allah will open the eyes of the heart slowly. What you'll enjoy thereafter, what you'll see in Quran tilawat, what you see in your children, what you see in your wife, what you see in your food. فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِ Allah says, look, yanzur, O insan, why don't you look at your food you are eating? Allah says, look at your food. And how you supply, how we give you food, how you enjoy it, how you relish it. Where did it come from? Allah says, أَنَّا صَبَبْنَا الْمَاءَ صَبَّا We send the rains down just for you to eat. شَقَقْنَا الْأَرْضَ شَقَّا We split the earth asunder. We cause, فَأَنْبَتْنَا We cause to, Allah says, We cause everything to grow for you. مَتَاعًا لَكُمْ As enjoyment for you. And for your animals. But we eat also, but the eyes of the heart don't see it. Eyes of the heart don't see it. Hazrat says to, as a person, you read dua before you eat. Say, Ji Hazrat, I read dua. But we didn't hear you reading dua. No, Hazrat, it's in my heart. They eat with your heart also. Eat with your heart also. There you make so much of noise when you're eating. How you eating and how you munching away. And so many dishes around you and you got your hand in every dish. Just two hands, you got your two hands in both the dishes and two eyes also. As it says, and now such an appetite you have, you got one samosa in your plate, one samosa in his plate, and one samosa is left there in the middle plate. But that samosa is in your eye already. Before he can take it, I better finish this one. He says, don't let it go. But zikr of Allah, no time, busy, can't make it. That's why Ezra says when he comes to Quran Tilawat, somebody asks the Shaykh, Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah, and he says, whole day I'm busy teaching, no time for Quran Tilawat. So he asks him, but you go to the toilet? You're eating because it's important. So Quran not important. Dhikr of Allah not important. So if I get a chance, then I'll do it. So nice if it was for your eating like that. If I get a chance, I'll eat. No, everything must come to a standstill. Eating time, tell everybody, please don't disturb me. Let me just eat nicely. But when it comes zikr time, then we put the phone in front also. Quran tilawat time, put the phone in front also. But eating time, they won't enjoy my meal. When the eyes of the heart will open up, then the spiritual nourishment, then I don't want anybody around me. وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبَتْهِيلًا Surah Muzzammil, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, how to make zikr of Allah? وَذْكُرْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ That take the name of your Rabb, and how? وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا Cutting off from everything and inclining completely towards Him. Cut off everything. It's just me and my Allah. And how beautifully our Shaykh Hazrat Muhammad al-Hamid Sahib Barakatuhu mentioned to us that after he spent his 40 days in Saharanpur by the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali. And then he left thereafter and he came by ship back to South Africa. So he says that time there was a glass room at the top of the ship. Complete glass room. He says those were such beautiful nights. Wake up the Hajjud time, everybody is asleep. We sit in the glass room, entire ocean around me, and sometimes it's pouring, and Bara Tasbih. Allah, Allah. I said, loudly. Entire ocean is with me. All the fish and everything with me. And the waves, and then the water falling upon me also. I said, in the Muhabbat of Allah. I'm not looking for the sahil. I'm not looking for the shore also. Ya Allah, I must just carry on. Say, what nice. Just me and my Allah, nobody else. This is the battul, cutting off from everybody else. Say, that was a real enjoyment. Then he said, when I came back to South Africa, then I got involved in khidmat. Busy, tashkil, bayan, madrasa. On 24 hours of the day, 25 hours of the madrasa. 25 hours in madrasa. See, till finally our eyes met. Al-Hakim Maqtara Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he says, then egg-dum, all of a sudden that entire feeling came back in my heart. He says, now my body started moving and I can't stop it now. Now the heart started beating, the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And when I saw Zakim Sahib crying in the love of Allah, then I remembered my first Shaykh, the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, that when he used to cry in the love of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Salaam and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, I saw him, his entire body used to shake. He used to shudder. When I saw Zakim Sahib crying in the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the same kifiyat, the same condition, entire body shaking. He said that whole, that sweetness and love just penetrated my body after that. Then I just couldn't stop. He says, from the day I put my hand into his hand, that I didn't need any alarm for the tahajjud anymore now. He said, the tahajjud just came into my life like that. Eyes would just open up in the cry in the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Now the eyes of the heart opened up. Now the eyes of the heart opened up. Here we'll open one eye for the time and see, I still got 5 minutes. Imam Sahib, first rakat is long, we'll make it. We'll still read our, we'll make wuzu, make sunnah, and still get the first rakat. Just make it in time. I still got 5 minutes. I don't get it here, I'll get it there. Not there, I'll get it somewhere else. Don't want to be there early. Because the locks are heavy right now. Instead of opening up. So one way is by the dhikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. The other way is to protect the eyes. Give Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala my eyes. Allah will give me the eyes of the heart. And then I see real life. What is the reality behind this right now? Then Allah will not allow you to be deceived also. Then I can understand my wife, my children, what decisions to make. Which way to go in my life. So when the eyes of the heart will open up, what I can see, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. This is the straight thing. It's not straight. It's looking very straight right now, but it's crooked actually. How Quran says, كَسَرَابٍ بِقِيعًا. It's like a mirage. On a hot day, it looks like there's water in the horizon, on the road. So he runs towards it, but he sees it's just water evaporating. It's a mirage. Your life will come out like that. I'll get there. This will happen. That will happen. It's a mirage. Is that true? Is that reality? What's real right now is my salawat al-gire ula, safi awal, my Quran tilawat, dhikrullah. This is haqq. This is the truth. Everything else will come and go. So for the eyes of the heart to open up, then Hazrat says in everything there is a sign which points to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. The heart is only connected to one Allah. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah would say also that I recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in different narrations is mentioned. So recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the milk of the cow. Where it is in green grass. Between al-labadin and between farathin wa adamin. Between its feces and between the blood, Allah ta'ala took out pure white milk. I recognize Allah in that. I recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the silkworm. From a worm Allah ta'ala is giving silk. It ate the green leaf and gave silk thereafter. And different things. You say, I saw Allah in this, I saw Allah in that. This is what you, this the Hazrat says now, that in everything there is a sign. In everything there is a sign which points to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. I see these things and I take lesson. In this I can see Allah, in that I can see Allah. See the hand of Allah, the qudrat of Allah, the power of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Otherwise, if I don't see it, then it's only dunya. Then it's only dunya. How this thing is happening is only pure dunya. I don't see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in anything right now. So when the eyes of the heart will open up, then a person, well, Quran says, أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. That the person whose heart Allah ta'ala opens up to Islam, فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ. That person is upon a nur from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That nur of deen, the nur of Allah will come into the heart. And Allah opens the heart. What's the signs of it? There's one point here also. Ulama say, usually we hear that person give for Umrah every time, give for Hajj every time, say, go and see that. What a fortunate person, give for Umrah, give for Hajj, give for Umrah. Ya Allah, they accepted. I'm not getting accepted. How is it happening now? They're carrying on going. But it doesn't mean it's a sign of acceptance. Not at all. You go for Umrah every time, Hajj every time, doesn't mean I am accepted. Allah will use a sinner for his deen also. Allah will use a sinner for his deen also, but Allah will not accept him. Allah will use his money, Allah will use his time, Allah will use his talents, but Allah will not accept. Acceptance is something else. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu will say, the person whose Hajj or Umrah or Ramadan is accepted, what are the signs? The signs is, number one, his outer appearance will change. His outer appearance will change now. Full sunnah. He can't dress any other way. Can't handle it. I can't look like anyone besides Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He got accepted. He says the clothing will change. The speech will change. Now he's talking about deen only. And his company will change. The old company, I can't move with him anymore. This doesn't gel with me. I just want to be in the company of the pious people. There I feel comfortable. So this is a sign of acceptance. And that person, Allah Ta'ala opens his heart to Islam, is a nur from Allah Ta'ala. What's the sign of that nur from Allah? Al-Isti'adad, ulama say, that al-inabatu ila dar al-khulud. That a person has inclination towards the akhirat. And wal-i'radu an dar al-ghurur. And he has this inclination from the dunya of deception. I'm just doing it according to need. My heart is there actually. Thinking more about akhirat. My heart is connected there. And what the ahub lil mawt qabla nuzuli. Wal isti'adad lil mawt qabla nuzuli. And to prepare for mawt before mawt can come. Now the heart is no more here in dunya. The heart is there. And our akabir, we find how their hearts get linked up to akhirat all the time. Yes, is that possible to be there all the time? But how everything affects their heart and the link up. And how conscious they become of Allah, the creation of Allah, the fear of Allah. Like Hazrat was saying now recently also, that what's happening to the ummah right now should make us conscious and keep us awake and connected to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Wednesday, mashallah, brothers send the reminder out. Wednesday after Zuhur, time to make dua. As I say, how many people make dua really? Say, at least read one time, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. Please make that one dua at least. And with every dua, at least one time, even whisper, Ya Allah, help the people of Gaza. In every dua, just add that one. Just add it on. Whether it's at Wednesday, whether Thursday in line, whether they're completely conscious of it. We had 60,000 got massacred amid shaheed. We say, whoa, how did that happen? In reality, we should be reading 60,000. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. But that won't hit the heart and the mind. I should be saying with that, inna lillahi wa inna. 60,000 people lost their lives. The inna lillahi should be so deep from the heart as if I'm saying this for all 60,000 of them. That's how we should hit the heart. So this is when, my dear brothers, the heart will be open. The nur of Allah will come in the heart. The nur of Allah will come into the heart. The locks of the heart will be opened. Now we are no more slaves of dunya now. Now we abduk. Now we are the slave of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So in everything there is a sign which points to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. In the tafsir of al-abrar also, the tafsir of who are the abrar, the very high ranking buzruks. Al-ladhina la yardona bishar wa la yu'duna dhar. Are those people that are completely displeased with any type of evil. They can't stand any evil, any disobedience of Allah. They can't tolerate it. وَلَا يُؤْذُونَ الذَّرْ Nor do they even harm the ants also. They're so conscious of it. They won't even harm the creation of Allah. So Ajib, this also we saw. مُنَا أَبْرَارُ الْحَقْ صَابُ رَحْمَةُ الْعَلِيِ مُنَا أَبْرَارُ الْحَقْ An abrar of the high ranking buzruks. Hakim Bakhtar Sahib Rahimullah's last Shaykh was also Manana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Who was the Khalifa of the Tabi Rahmatullah Ali. So we were in Karachi and we went to perform Salatul Maghrib. So Hazrat sat down to make wudu. And before he could open the tap, there were all ants there. So he got up and he went elsewhere. Somebody asked, Hazrat, kya hua? He didn't say anything. They saw full ants. Myself, we just opened the tab, just washed them away. But he moved. He moved away. Why? Can't even tolerate harming the ant also. Harming the... Yes, there are times where there are these permission. For example, if they are become harmful to a person or to his home, to his furniture, etc. But just for no reason. So they're so conscious, even if the ants also, they became conscious of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. They're also the creation of Allah. Masihullah Khan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, after he used to partake of meals, usually we gargle our mouth. We gargle, we floss, we use miswak. And after we gargle the mouth, then we throw the water back into the sink. He would hold the water in his mouth, he would go into the garden and he would spit it out there. Somebody asked me, Hazrat, kya ye sunnat hai? Is this sunnat? He says, no. There's still food particles in my mouth. So I spit it into the garden with the intention that those particles become food for the ants. Is there rosy that? Why should I just throw it down? This, even thinking about the ants also. Even thinking about the ants. So to that extent, Hazrat makes dua also. Allah protect the fish in the ocean, the birds in the sky, the animals in the jungle. They make dua for the animals also. This is rahmat. This is rahmat in the hearts of the friends of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Besides this, the messengers of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and the revealed books also testify to the oneness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. All of these are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and thus it is as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala testifies that there is none worthy of worship save Him. Allah is giving testimony. Listen, insan wa makhluq, I'm the khaliq. I'm trying to impress on your mind and try to make you believe that you should believe in me. And I will do everything for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, سَنُورِهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. Soon we will show them our signs of our oneness and complete power in the horizons and in themselves. Inshallah, we'll continue next week. Inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with our kitab. Evil glances and love affairs, their harms and the cures. So in this point 15, as Hakim Sahib Rahimullah explains, the cure for love affairs. If due to ill fortune of evil glances, one becomes involved in an illicit love affair, one will have to adhere to the following additional factors. If a person is already involved, then what to do? Already has it mentioned 7 points how to eradicate this evil habit of glancing at haram. But if a person already is involved, extramarital or in zina, etc., so he should adhere to these additional factors. Number one, completely cut off all relations with the lover. That is, speaking to her, looking at her, corresponding with her, sitting next to her, or meeting her sometimes. All this should come to an end completely, and we should... Our additional factor to this is, remove even the phone number from the phone. Instagram page, TikTok, and whatever it may be. All that, remove it completely. So no contact, no ta'alluq. And remember, my dear brothers, when we say cut off all relations with the lover, or the beloved, and that is speaking to her, no more speaking, but the speaking with the fingers also, looking at her, corresponding with her, sitting next to her, meeting with her sometimes. A person feels I'm so long involved with her, if I stop this, life will become dull. There's some excitement right now, but that's poison. As a clip of Zakim Sahib mentioned, 10 inch, 15 inch, 10 inch, 5 inches deep into the heart, that poison is gone. Listen to me, the poison is stuck there. The time of Maut Kalima can't come out now. It's stuck in there. Some youngsters some years ago went to the rave club. Went to the rave club and every weekend frequenting this haram place. Poison getting into the heart. Finally that night they were returning back home after the rave club. So one of the Hafiz of Quran in the car also, what do you read his dua? The dua wasn't coming to his tongue. So he tried to read his kalima. La, la, sakami. He said, I can't read my kalima. So he asked his friends in the car. They tried, kalima not coming out. It was blocked. It was blocked, it couldn't come out. Just couldn't come out. Sometimes you ask the Hafiz of Quran, what's that ayat? Just can't get it now. It's not coming to mind. Kalima wasn't coming to mind. They reached home, they all rushed to their homes, had a ghusl, took a bath, turaqa salat al-tawbah and cried to Allah. By Fajr time, Allah Ta'ala opened their hearts again. It can happen like that. Kalima doesn't want to come out. When he comes to this, my dear brothers, when you sit with some sati, some brothers involved in this, whether it be drugs, whether illicit affairs, etc. Sometime also, can't give up the cell phone. Whole life is in the cell phone. That one cell phone becomes so close and beloved to him, the father and mother become enemy also. Ustaz becomes enemy. Quran Shari becomes enemy. All because of one gadget. So we ask the brothers that if you give up your phone, or you give up this illicit relationship, or you give up your drugs, give up your evil glances, give up all the haram websites, give up abusing yourself, self-gratification, what will happen? Right now the mind is spinning. Tell the person, delete her number, delete all the contacts. Now the mind is spinning. Shaitan is making him spin. How am I going to do this? How is it going to happen? Give up your phone. What am I going to do then? So all this now is spinning through the mind, and Shaitan is bombarding, storming the mind. So as a youngster, if you give it up, what's going to happen? What's the reply? Who can give the reply? Nothing. Say it louder. This is nothing. So what's the problem? Nothing's going to happen. But what nafs is saying? You're going to die. Something's going to happen. How are you going to live your life? There'll be no meaning to life. So just continue with the haram. Just continue with haram and you'll get over it. It'll happen, don't worry. It will happen. It won't happen. We have to make it happen. Therefore, as it says, remember this ayat every time. أَعِذُكُمْ بِوَاحِدًا I'm advising you with one thing. أَن تَتَفَكَّرُوا Apply your mind. But all is haram. If I give it up, what will happen? Nothing. So let nothing happen and give it up. And once you give it up, you say, Allah, I'm giving it up and I make tawbah. As Hakim Sahib Rahimullah says, from the skies, Allah makes i'lan, At-ta'ibu Habibullah. The one that made tawbah has become my beloved. He's become my beloved. He's mine now. He gave it up, he's become mine. What will happen now? You say, everything will happen for you. Now Allah will do for you. You gave Allah a gap now. Now everything will happen for you. Well, therefore we can apply our mind. If I give it up right now, the haram in my life, what will happen? Insurance, life policy, can't cancel it. And if I give it up, what will happen? In case I meet in an accident. How many years are you driving now? Allah won't take care of you. Today, how many times you fell down? I didn't fall. When's the last time you fell down? I can't remember. So why are you waiting to fall then? Why are you waiting? Allah will protect you. And if you have to fall, who made you fall? From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah won't cover you. That you want insan to cover you against your Allah in a haram way. How's that going to happen? So we have to apply our mind with taqwa and iman. So Hazrat says, cut off all the contact. And what will happen? Nothing will happen. Stop all such actions to the extent that even if someone else mentions her, prevent him from doing so. Do not talk about it. Don't even go on the Facebook and look for the class of 93, 94, 95. I wonder how she looks now. That time she was smart and taut. I wonder how she is now. Like an oil drum, maybe. But it was nice before. So nice to see, but far from nice. Not like before. Very disappointing. So no need to see that all haram will come back into the heart, the poison. Poison will come again. Then, and it's happening very common nowadays, my dear brothers. We have to say these things. Either she'll make contact, he'll make contact. Your old sweethearts from school days. They'll ask you, what are you doing with your life? I just got divorced. Oh. So back in the game. You know, I'm an old hunter. The whole thing starts again. I'm battling right now. I can't come out every month. Can't come out every month. What is it to say? Give a gap then. Can't come out. They will come. No problem. And then he said, well, I have to take a second wife now. Why is the haram this? The haram came in your heart. Now you know make it legal and halal. The haram you started on a bad note, now you know make it halal. He said, no, then I'll do haram things then. You have to make your islah first. Correct your heart first. Correct your heart first, correct your eyes first, your alignment first, and your will balancing and the rest of it. Then you can think about it. Then you can think about it. So you have to say, they stop all actions to the extent, even if someone else mentions her, prevent him from doing so. Stay so far away from the lover or the beloved that meeting her becomes impossible. In fact, even by mistake, there must remain no possibility of your gaze falling on her. In short, all relations should be completely severed. Now you're working together in the same place. He says, now we are working together. What I must do? She's the secretary or she's this. But at least make niyat. Already you're not making the intention. At least make the intention, Ya Allah, I don't want to be close to this. I don't want to be near it. But we make all the excuses that, no, so many years she's working here, she got a position here, there's no way she can leave this company. Why are you making excuses? Why are you making it difficult? According to your niyat, Allah will make it happen. Allah will make it happen. You're not even making the niyat also. Ya Allah, I want to become pious and muttaqi and remove from the situation, either myself and istikhara dua is there. Wasrif me anhu. Wasrif. Ya Allah, turn me away from that and turn her away from me. Whoever this goodness, grant her and grant me. So we're not even making the niyat and the dua and some effort also to stay aloof, stay far from that person from where my inclination is. Completely. To the extent our mashayikh tells us also, when it comes to the effort of the tasawwuf and communication and keeping contact, etc. He says, don't even fall into the trap of women. If they have to have any communication, be via the ladies. Via the masturat, via the wife. We have a public forum. No private messages. Zakim Sahib Rahimullah was very particular. Even counseling women, he would say to the ulama, when you counsel women, don't let her tears make you tear. Don't let her cry, make you cry. Because you might get also carried away. So you got to be very, very careful. Because inna kayda kunna azim. Allah Ta'ala says in Quran Sharif, inna kayda shaytani kana da'ifa. That the kid and the fareb and the plotting and planning of shaitan, da'ifa, is very weak. And Surah Yusuf, Allah Ta'ala says, inna kayda kunna azim. That the planning and the fareb and the plotting and scheming of women is very great. Quran says that. Shaitan is weak. And women, very great. What he says, I can handle it. Like, mashallah, what kind of nafs you got? The Quran is saying that you can't handle it. He says, no, I can handle it. I can handle it, I'm safe. Nobody's safe. When she shows her charms, nobody's safe. Hazrat says to in his very ajib way, he says, when the lights are off also, then and the lights go on, then the rat, that mouse is eating in the kitchen, when the lights are off, the rat in the kitchen doesn't worry whether it's brown bread or white bread. It is any flavor. If the lights go on also, whether he can be, he looks for its hiding place. It has a mouse hole, isn't it? Hazrat says, it doesn't worry whether the hole is black or white also, he just runs. It's gone. Say, insan, don't think you are safe. And then Hazrat says to you, if you feel that you are safe and nothing happens to you, then you better go to the clinic and check yourself up. Something is wrong with you. To mard ho ya kya? Are you a real man or something? So nobody can say, I'm safe. As to cut off complete contact and nothing will happen. Now give Allah Ta'ala space, take our sadqa. Cry to Allah, Ya Allah, pull me out, take me out. Person has to cry to Allah. And one of the times to cry, Hajj Abdul Habsab Rahimullah mentioned, was Amir of Pakistan many years. He says that I had some halat and condition came on me, had some masla, some problem. So I thought to myself, Ya Allah, when's the right time to make dua? The duas will be accepted. So Allah Ta'ala put in his heart that the best time for you to make dua right now is to go and sit in the halqa of ta'aleem. when ta'lim, zikr, majlis taking place, because the hadith sharif says, nazalat alayhim al-sakina. The sakina is coming down, peace and tranquility. Wa ghashiyatuhum ar-rahmah. Allah's rahmat is coming down. Malaika gathering, right to the arsh of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah is taking our names right now. He says, there's so many millions of malaika right now that are there to say ameen upon your du'as. He went and sat in the middle of the halqa and the gathering of ta'aleem and listening to the ta'aleem, but in his heart. He's making dua to Allah. He said, in no time whatsoever, Allah Ta'ala sorted my problem out. Allah is ready to give. So these are the moments when you're sitting here also, you cry for the Ya Allah, make my islah. It should be a pounding on the Ya Allah. Make my islah, make my islah, make my islah. For example, when we go for Umrah also, how to make dua? Usually we advise the brothers, 7 rounds, make 7 different du'as. Safa, Marwa, 7 times you got to make du'a. Make 7 different du'as, we send it out to the brothers inshallah. What du'as to make. But we tell the brothers, when you're making the first round, make du'a for yourself. Make du'a for your qabr, make du'a for your maut. Make du'a and picture, Ya Allah, who's going to give me ghusl? Who's going to wrap me up? Who's going to carry me? Who's going to put me in my qabr right now? He said, now how to make du'a? How to make the du'a? He says, now you must plead to Allah. Ya Allah, my qabr, Ya Allah, my qabr, Ya Allah, my qabr, Ya Allah, my qabr. Till that thing hits the heart. You got to implore Allah, not say, Ya Allah, when I go in the qabr, it'll be easy for me. You just know, it's lip service. But he has to grip the heart. Ya Allah, what will happen to me? Ya Allah, my qabr, my qabr, my qabr. Till you can see the qabr in front of you. And now you make, Ya Allah, open it up for me. Ya Allah, open it up for me. You have to repeat, repeat. They call the child cries, I want, give it to me, give it to me. The same way you have to make dua, oh Islah. This person involved in the haram also is to sit in the halqa of ta'aleem. In the night of Isha, the halqa of ta'aleem is taking place in the masjid. If only we can see with the eyes of the heart what's happening there right now. But I'm sitting outside and talking. But right now, malaika are waiting to say ameen. So 2 minutes at least. I got so many problems. Now's the time for me to make dua. I can't wake up the hajjud. There's a time here now. Go and sit over here. And ask Allah, Ya Allah, give me. I got this halat, I got this problem. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand it. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 جل جلاله.
One of the brothers who undertakes bi'at can come forward, inshallah. Brother Abdul Samad undertakes bi'at can come forward, inshallah. It's at the end, inshallah. Just. I'll read the khutbah, then I'll mention the words and you repeat after me, inshallah. I'll read the khutbah first.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما وقال تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله ولينظر أحدكم من يخالل وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء ما من أحبه. O Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of the akhirat, and from the sin of following my wombs and desires and being unmindful of the commands of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform 5 times salah with jama'ah in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan. If zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same. If hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj. O Allah, I enter into the silsila of the Chistiyya, the Naqshbandiyya, the Qadiriyya, and the Suharwardiyya. O Allah, through the barakat of all the buzruks of all 4 silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bi'at. As long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before mort, grant me tawbatun nasuha, sincere tawbah. Grant me mort on imani kamil, perfect iman, and kalima shahadat with afiyat, salamat, and izzat. Gather me tomorrow on the day of qiyamah and forever thereafter in Jannah with all the righteous and the pious. Ameen. Allah Pak accept, inshallah. Just send me a WhatsApp with name and everything, and just remind me, I'll send you the PDF, inshallah. Wala ma'amulat. When it comes to ma'amulat, also we send to many brothers the ma'amulat, what amal to do every day. These ma'amulat are very, very important. Imam Ghazali rahimullah mentions also in one of his kitabs that when it comes to ma'amulat and our zikr daily, our Quran tilawat, and keeping in contact and communication is very, very important. To the extent he says that among the deceptions of many people, that they frequent the majalis of the ulama, the mashayikh, and even in the majalis they become emotional, they become ecstatic, they get hal sometime, they have different conditions come upon them, but there's no amal. He says these conditions and just the tears flowing will not make Islam of the person. It will not take him to Jannah. The main thing was being taught that there should be action upon it. That was what will count on the day of Qiyamah. So many said people for 40, 50 years they attend the majlis. And they will, their hearts will be moved also. And they will experience different conditions, ecstasy, sweetness of zikr, everything. But beyond that there is no amal. The salah is still the same. There is no Quran tilawat, the bare minimum. There is no time for zikr also. So he says that they can attend the majalis and the nafs will tell them, you're going to majlis is enough. You're there, don't worry. That you're part of it. So you'll get chucked in also. It doesn't happen like that. He says, if this was just enough, the Nabi alayhi salam, the sahaba ikram, would just suffice upon majlis. Why go in jihad? Why whole night tahajjud? And the feet are swelling up, etc. Because the result, the outcome of majlis is amal. That this has to spur us to doing some amal. Then the ma'amulat also that we send out to be done, then we tell the brothers. We go through it. Yes, in the beginning it's a bit overwhelming. There's so much to do all of a sudden. But if we can't, so we have to correspond. That I can't manage doing so much right now. I can manage so much. This is my time. Then how much should I do? Then accordingly, communication is there. Then you say, cut it down to 50, to 20. Slowly, slowly build it up. It is now I started it slowly, and slowly who will give tawfiq? Allah will give tawfiq. Allah will open it up. Until my brother mentioned also, it was so difficult in the beginning, then we cut it down, then we started it again. He says, now, I can't leave it out. I just can't leave it out now. I don't feel right. I didn't make the zikr, even the little bit Quran tilawat for the day. If I didn't make it, I just don't feel right for the day. I just have to sit down, just make a few zikr of Allah, open Quran Sharif a little bit, and I feel satisfied. So it becomes like that after that. I just can't. And if I missed it for 1-2 days, I know I'm going to slip soon. And then what Sheikh says also, that I know when I'm slipping. I know when I'm slipping with my ma'amulat, because when I go home, then the whoop is waiting for me. Allah Ta'ala uses the whoop of the wife's tongue to put the man right. He says, now I know there was some deficiency in my ma'amulat, my daily amal for the day. Now it comes out. Otherwise, usually she's listening to me. Then the helper is listening. the workers are listening to me. The day they don't listen to me, then I know there was some deficiency in my amal. Allah Ta'ala has put me right. So we have to communicate how much I'm doing right now and how much I should be doing. When it comes to the doctor, very particular. Doctor, I'm flying overseas now, must say medication, alter it this way, that way, how I should do it. So to now, whether you have life coach, alright, to save your life, or to make your qabr. So we have to keep the communication. Whatever we have the ta'alluq and the affinity with, to keep the connection. Now what do I do? Do I increase? Do I decrease right now? What time do I make it? Many brothers in Mexico after Fajr Namaz, but they're tired. Zakim Sahib say, go and sleep then. Why in Mexico now? Make zikr when you are fresh. You need now your mind to be alert. Even if you make some little while zikr of Allah, slowly, slowly increase it till it becomes part of your DNA. So it becomes easy for you. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين أو كريم رحيم الله make it easy for us to make عمل أبو من كريم رحيم الله give us إخلاص استقامة give us شوق desire أبو من الله give us ترقي and progress يا الله save us from stepping and falling away أو كريم رحيم الله يا الله open the locks of our hearts أو كريم رحيم الله give us your معرفة محبة يا الله give us سبي to give you our eyes أو من الله open the eyes of our heart أو من الله for wives and our children our families see reality أو كريم رحيم الله save us from deception أو من الله أو كريم رحيم الله give us eyes to see the correct things, oh my Allah. Give us tongues to make a dhikr, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us hidayat, oh my Allah. Give us taqwa. Give us the company of the pious. Ya Allah, change our seerat and our surat, our inner and our outer appearance, oh my Allah. Make it according to the sunnah. Make us amongst your beloveds. Give us tawfiq to make tawbah. Correct our lives, our mu'amalat, our mu'asharat, our social interaction, our business dealings, our akhlaq, our iman, our amal. Make us complete Muslims, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Have the Muslims around the world in Gaza. In Palestine, Ya Allah, protect Masjid Al-Aqsa, O my Allah. Protect our brethren around the world, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Remove the hand of the Zalim, O my Allah. Break their hands, O my Allah. May that not risen for them. Ya Allah, give relief to the Muslims, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give coolness to the hearts of the Muslims, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give coolness to the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma arham ummata Muhammad. Allahumma aslih ummata Muhammad. Allahumma hadi ummata Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma aghfir li ummati Muhammad. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O my Allah, forgive the ummah, have mercy upon the ummah, guide the ummah, protect the ummah, O Kareem Rahim Allah, protect the iman, the amal, the taqwa, Ya Allah, protect our properties, our families, our children. Make us righteous, make us amongst the pious, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O Kareem Rahim Allah, give us your dard dil and your muhabbat and your love. O my Allah, the week ahead, O my Allah, give us tawfiq to prepare week by week, Ya Allah, to meet you, O my Allah. Give us your muhabbat and the ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. Ya Allah, for the week ahead, keep us clean and pure from all sins and gunas, O my Allah, from haram, illicit relationships. O my Allah, clear and protect our hearts, O my Allah. Give us taqwa. Make it easy for us to obey you, to perform our salah, to come upon taqwa, to come upon a'mal. Make our homes, Ya Allah, jannati homes, jannati couples, O my Allah. Ya Allah, those in death, remove the death, save us in the banks, O my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, many are unmarried, Ya Allah, from your khazan. From your treasures, O my Allah. Save with them suitable pious spouses, O my Allah. All those in dirty and filthy habits, O my Allah. Purify and cleanse every one of us, O my Allah. Remove it, Ya Allah, the inclination, the memory of it, O my Allah. O my Allah, we beg of you. Only you can do it for us, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us afiyat, sihat and salamat. Give us good health. All those that are sick, O my Allah, grant them shifa, ajil, kamil, mustamir. Our parents, Ya Allah, that have left this world, O my Allah, that are alive. Give us tawfiq to make the khidmat, O my Allah, to be kind to them. To earn our jannat, all those that have gone to the qabr and to your rahmat, O my Allah, forgive them, raise them, Ya Allah, open the qabr as far as their eyes can see, O my Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, give us khatima bil khair wa iman, Ya Allah, in the condition you're happy with us, raise us and them on the day of Qiyamah, under the shade of your arsh, in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give us jannat al firdaus without reckoning, O my Kareem, rahimullah, we thank you for all your ni'mas and your bounties, O my Allah, Ya Allah, from head to toe, you have, Ya Allah, you're drowning,
Allah, give ni'mas and bounties. At the same time, we are drowning in sins, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us tawfiq to use all your bounties in your obedience, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, our asatiza, our mashayikh, and our honorable Shaykh, O my Allah, grant afiyat, sihat, and salamat. Give them the best of rewards, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma hu ahlu. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun ala mursaleen.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Not to forget also, my dear brothers, every Friday night we have our Shab Guzari program, Masjid al-Hilal. We make tashkil every week. At least the brothers can make it for the Aqtay Shah program, Hayat al-Sahaba. Bring our sons, bring our children, listen to the story of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. We have a beautiful jamaat of youth from Australia that have come also. All youngsters, come and meet them, mashallah. They're moving in the path of Allah, left behind their families, their country, they have come here. So come and sit with them, meet them, listen to the Kar Guzari, what's happening in their lives also. And come take part in the programs, inshallah. Together with that, brothers are getting ready for the Umrah Safar also. All have desire to come Allah, except all, inshallah. And is that impossible for Allah? As we mentioned, we have to plead. Ya Allah, take me, open the way. Is that upon finances? Many people have the finances, they are going every year. Whether accepted, not accepted, we hope Allah accepts it and change our lives. But some are not there, but they are there still. Their hearts are bleeding to be there. Many are there, but are not there. They're everywhere out of the Haramain Sharifin. So if a person wants to come, has desire, then he'll ask Allah. Sit in the majlis, sit in the local ta'lim the whole week. And make the dua. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا. Allah shows Baytullah. Shows the green dome, Ya Allah. How Allah will send the means, how it will come from, whose heart Allah will open up. Allah Ta'ala will make a plan. And Allah Ta'ala showed us all our life till now, how many plans Allah didn't make for us. So nothing is big for Allah. Nothing is big for Allah. For us to go to our local masjid and to go to the Haram Sharif, Allah is the same. Allah, take me to my local masjid. I don't make it a big thing to Allah. So that Allah, you'll take me also. What's it big for Allah? Whether it's a 1 rand, whether it's a 1,000,000 rand, for Allah is still zero. It's nothing for Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. So how we think of Allah, Allah will make it happen for us. So make niyat. Make niyat, make intention. Our local ulama, whoever it is, whoever we have confidence in, our sheikh or ustaz, send a message. Make dua for me. My heart is there also. I also want to come. I am free during those days. I'd like to join also. Make the Allah Ta'ala open the means for me. Oh, whether I'm not getting local visa also. Whether I got rejected a couple of times. Stamped also, rejected. Take out new passport then. Reapply. And go again, ask Allah Pak again. Inquiry on way. And Allah will open the door sooner or later. But we have to make some plan, like how we make for dunya some plan. So if I want to go also, then send a message, whoever you have confidence, please make dua for me. Allah Ta'ala, open the way for me. I'm available. I want to go also. I like to join. I like to come. See Baytullah, see Madina, Munawwara, whatever it is. Even I have to stay far away and jog and come also. Why not? I'll run. Like how? The person haram relationship. What it tells us, I'll climb the mountain for you. I'll jump. Or I'll swim the English Channel for you also. Till I reach you. Allah, I'll do it for you also. But there what I fall on my face. I can't make it now. And we see it unfortunately. Probably the lani was away. Why? Who's not a lani? Boy? You got iman in your heart? You got iman? The jewels are there? Open the locks and ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah will take. Allah will accept. Allah will make it happen. The way it will come, how it will come. Allah will make a plan. But the desire must be there. And we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ask for du'as. And how Allah will make it happen. Allah accept all inshallah. JazakAllah khair. SubhanAllah. BiHamdihi. SubhanAllah.